podcasting base. Shout out to Troy from Community, aka Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. I had to get on this beat and do something. I love this shit too much. Okay, hello to all my haters. Yes, my name is Soul Creator. Actually, I have no haters, just because I am the greatest damn fool you ever meet. So why don't you take a seat? Let me explain, like interrogations by a Cuban Pete. See, I am just a brother who will take a dope beat, catch the spirit, write some lyrics, and accomplish those feats of intelligence and wordplay. Hear just what the words say, spitting like that other brother on NBC Thursdays. Girls say, baby, I can come and rock your world, Jay. Okay, shit, I never had this in my old days. When I meet them, they distract me with their curves, but I try to stick with honesty, cause that's what they deserve, at least for the moment. Yeah, it's working out fine, long way from being lonely with me jerking out minds. Yeah, that's kinda nasty, I should probably be more classy. If you wanna know exactly what I'm feeling, then just ask me. Tin Man, I have lost possession of my heart, but I still feel something in my chest when we're apart. Now I'm flashing back to early conversations when I met her. Of course I love pets, like your puppies and your sweater. Now I would never say that, but I think it all the time, coming to the empty reaches of a horny male's mind. Of course you are a human being worthy of respect, but goddamn, I keep looking down below your neck, man. I'm saying, I'm sorry. I know that y'all know when we're looking. I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious. Alright, how about a trade-off? You can look at my crotch or my ass as much as you want, cause I'm all about compromise. Come on, let's work this out together. Laying up in bed thinking who would be the best wife. Cute, funny, smart, and balanced with a healthy sex life. Out of 6 billion people, I just think it's hard to see. I guess that's why I have trouble settling for monogamy. Some people may listen and they're like, what the fuck? I'm just a regular guy trying to be an honest slut with affection that I'm seeking when I kick it every weekend. Lovely people that I see are so amazing when I meet them. I just turned 29. What you heard in my rhymes is the struggle that I have when it comes to love and grind. That peace with myself, but the world doesn't understand. Top ranked shopper girl, I be your Mr. Lover Man. What I'm saying is I would love to be your best friend. Not a groom at your wedding, but I'll be your best man. How high can I take you? Ask Meth the Red Man. Why are we so shy for? It's just sex, damn. Now let me ask a question, is it just sex, man? Actually it's more, so I'll see you in my next plans. I guess this rhyme is sorta like it's a confession. I wonder who will listen and will get the wrong impression. Every single time that I have a recording session, I reveal a little bit of myself and learn a lesson. 20 bars ago it was a song about boobs, and now it's about a man who just struggles to stay true. Now take one of two approaches, deception or just accepting that maybe it's who I am. I'm 30 miles away from Denton. I'm vying for attention every time I rhyme a sentence, and my non-religious venting got me seeking out some penance. And the sinning that I'm penning on this paper I'm defending, and though you might condemn it, I try not to be offended. I'ma end it in a minute with the message that I'm sending. All the women I've befriended have my heart, cause I'm a 10 man.